USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A historic second meeting set. President Trump tweeting, heading over to Vietnam for my meeting with Kim Jong-un. Looking forward to a very productive summit, exclamation point. The leader of North Korea arriving first by train. In Chicago, R. Kelly posting $100,000 for bail. He's released, his lawyer Steven Greenberg by his side. The singer charged with 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse and was being held on a $1 million bond. R. Kelly driven away in a black Mercedes van and followed by a news helicopter. Now, earlier in the day, R. Kelly appearing in the Cook County Criminal Court wearing an orange prison jumpsuit and pleading not guilty to the charges. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 60 points, the Nasdaq up 26, and the S&P 500 up 3 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.5%, APR 4.78%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On Capitol Hill, a bipartisan meeting about the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund. Families meeting with New York lawmakers like Republican Congressman Pete King, hoping to get a bill which will fund the program for another 7 years. This as more and more people get sick from the 9/11 toxins after terrorists attacked the Twin Towers in New York City 17 and a half years ago. Former Daily Show host Jon Stewart among those fighting in Washington, D.C. for the people still affected by 9/11.
Supporters of a bill that would fund the 9/11 Victim Compensation Fund are rallying on Capitol Hill. Also roaming the halls of Congress is former Daily Show host Jon Stewart, who's been an advocate for 9/11 victims since the beginning. He joins Fox News and says why this is such an important issue and needs to be resolved.
These are men and women who have suffered great illnesses because of their heroic work down on Ground Zero.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The latest now on actor Jussie Smollett and his antics involving staging a hate crime on himself in Chicago and paying off two brothers. USA Radio's Chris Barnes now with the very latest.
New reports claim that actor Jussie Smollett and the two brothers who allegedly helped him stage a bogus hate crime on himself were paid with a $3,500 check, not for the attack, but for personal training the two brothers had agreed to provide the actor. TMZ broke the story. An entertainment blogger and podcaster, Marilyn Gale, says,
"Our sources say Ola and Abel told the grand jury they were paid for a 5-week program and not for the attack. Ola and Abel felt the amount was a little high, but no one ever specifically said anything about money being part of the scheme."
Smollett, now charged with filing a false report, still at last check was insisting that it isn't a hoax. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The latest now on gas prices, you're paying more at the pump. USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
According to Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com, there are several factors for the increase.
The price of oil continues to move north. It closed last week at $57 a barrel. That's about $14 higher than where it was on Christmas Eve. So think higher oil prices, some refinery maintenance, as well as some outages that were unexpected for pushing up gas prices.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.